We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, it is 8 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. David is off, of course, with the United States Army, with his new career as a recruiting guy for the United States Army. And it is 9 minutes after 5 at WBEN. And obviously a proud day for Western New York. Now, we have something that is, it's a serious issue, guys. And, you know, I don't want to come off as being some super jock, because I assure you, I am not a super jock. I played hockey. I took self-defense classes. I am really good with a pistol as far as marksmanship, but as far as being, all right, I'm not as good as I used to be because I have a cataract. Thank you, old age. When I hear about Albany actually seriously considering a ban on tackling for youth football, I do cringe a little bit, because I wonder if there's a scientific basis for this. I wonder if we are falling into the trap of the wussification of America. And I'm all about rationality and what makes the most sense, what can be backed up factually, where is the evidence that tackling at an earlier age is in fact detrimental to the health of a young person. We spoke with the president of the Niagara Erie Youth Sports Association earlier today, and now we're talking with Jackie in Eden, who's got the other side of the coin, because her son, she says, has suffered extreme brain damage as a result of playing youth football. And for those who didn't hear the first part of your call, Jackie, can you just recap what you, as a mother, have seen your son go through, and when it all started, and how old he was? Can you just give the folks just getting out of work the basics?
Sure. So my son was 12 years old, and he played for a Little Loop football team, and it was a regular game. It wasn't, you know, and he took a blow to his head that knocked him backwards a few yards, actually, when he landed on his back and rolled onto his stomach. And basically the coach told me that, you know, we got his bell rung, and the trainers on the side of the field said, oh, yeah, he's good to go. And, you know, he ended up playing the rest of that game. And, you know, later that day he had a headache. And the next day we took him to the pediatrician, and they confirmed that he did, in fact, have a concussion. And so they said, you know, it'll be a bit of time, you know, so many weeks. You know, weeks turned into months, and months have now turned into 6 years. And my son has post-concussion syndrome, and he has damage to his occipital nerves. And he went from being this happy, healthy 12-year-old to having a traumatic brain injury, someone who was on the honor roll, and had – he actually was in a math Olympiad right before this happened, and he no longer can process math. He has memory issues, short-term memory issues, headaches every single day, dizziness. He has a low tolerance to noise and light and things of that nature. And he went from being an honor student to having to have a 504 plan to barely making it out of high school. And he did just graduate, and you know, he doesn't know where his future is going to go. He feels that his childhood was taken from him, and that he doesn't have, you know, a future. And that is the other side of that coin.
Now, this is absolutely tragic. And is it safe to say that there's also been a personality change?
Oh, my God. I can't even begin to tell you. And it's funny because I have another son that's the age that my son was, you know. And it's been my younger son, I watch him. And he's so much like my older son. And so now I'm watching him do all this. These things, and you know, he doesn't even want to hang, you know, his awards on the refrigerator because he doesn't want to, you know, make my other son feel, you know, bad. He just doesn't, you know, want to do things like that. But you know, there's more to it. We've been to many doctors. He currently gets Botox injections every 3 months. He gets 34 shots in his head and neck, and it's somewhat. We're starting after a year and a half. He's starting to have some relief from that, which is good, you know, but he played baseball. He was a wrestler. He played the trumpet. He was an all-county trumpet player. He had to give, like, everything.
Do we know, Jackie, forgive my interruption, do we know for a fact that to the exclusion of all other factors, it was that one hit he took during that one football game?
Well, what they're thinking is that it was that one hit was at the beginning of the game. But then you have what's called subconcussive blows. And then he went back in and he played, you know, the rest of the first quarter and all, you know, the three other quarters that followed.
As I understand it today, that would not have been allowed.
Well, exactly. And so you see these things, you know, and he had, you know, the proper helmet. And, you know, I think they had been through that. I think the year he actually got the head injury, he actually introduced that concussion protocol, you know, into the youth football league at that time. But I don't know. A lot of times people don't want to even hear what I have to say, and that's why I appreciate you taking my call on the other flip side of the coin, because, you know, it's unpopular. I was actually interviewed about 4 years ago by the Associated Press, and they wanted to run my son's story. And they never ran it. And when I finally pressed them on it, I said, why? And they said, because it's too unpopular. And I have worked with Assemblyman Michael Benedetto, this isn't the first try.
He's one of the guys sponsoring the bill to ban the tackling and kids 12 and under playing football.
I would think that's who it is. I mean, I haven't read the article, the recent one, but he did try to do this. This isn't the first time he's tried. He can't get anybody to co-sponsor his bill.
Oh, there are a bunch of co-sponsors.
Oh, there are.
Oh, yeah, I've got the bill right in front of me. There's a bunch.
Oh, perfect. Well, a couple of years ago when he first introduced this bill, I reached out to him and I told him, of course, this goes back again many years ago because it's been 6 years.
Well, if you reached out to him again, I'm sure that he can update you on growing support for what you're talking about. Jack, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't mean to have you in any way, shape, or form hurt by this question or have bad feelings about me by that question, but I can almost imagine what some people want to know, and that is this. Your son is a statistic. He is an outlier. When you think of all the kids who have successfully played football without suffering a traumatic brain injury, certain cases like your son's are going to happen, and we oughtn't change the rules for everybody else because of outlier statistics. How would you respond to something like that? And again, I ask that not to be an idiot or a bad guy. I ask it because I want to know the answer.
And that's a very fair question. I'm glad you asked me that question, because I live with the guilt every day. And if I could have that day back and have my son back, there isn't anybody that would give up their child for this. I don't think so. I don't. If I could only have that day back, I took him there. I took him to that football field. And you know what? My younger son does not play that sport. But yes, you can get injured. And what I do hear from a lot of people is, you know what? You can get injured playing other sports too. I have a son that plays basketball, my little guy. Well, he's broken two wrists and two elbows, and he's mm-hmm. teen.
My dear, you have as much guilt in this situation as the babe unborn. You are not responsible for this. You are not guilty. You ought not to be disgusted with yourself. You did what so many thousands of parents around the country do every single year and every single day with various sports. You need to lighten up on yourself, my dear. It is not you.
I know.
It's not you.
So it's protecting me, my son.
I understand, as any parent would, how you must feel, but you need, and look, I'm not a counselor or anything like that,
right.
But you need to be strong for yourself, and you need to be strong for your son, because your son needs you, and your son needs you to be strong.
You know what? And I don't want anybody thinking like he does. He has a traumatic brain injury, but guess what? He does things that he loves too. And one of the things that he does that he loves is he's an avid fisherman. And you know what? I'm right down in 18 Mile Creek with him every chance I get. You know, it's just, it took a part of his life away. You know, there's other things and we're working on those things. And, you know, I tell him all the time, you know, we have to have the faith. We will find a path. And, you know, I'm hopeful that there will be something other than the Botox that will, in fact, you know.
We have some great neurologists around Western New York. My dear friend, Dr. Laszlo Metzler with the Dent, is among the very best in his field in the entire country.
Yes.
Obviously, you are familiar with Laszlo.
Familiar.
Yes. And we have some great specialists at the Dent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I what I'd like to do off the air is I would like to take your name and phone number off the air, because I'm sure that our news department is going to be doing stories on this in the future. And I know that they would love to reach out for you for an interview when they do this on our morning news program. And I'd like to talk more to you myself.
You know what? I'd be happy to talk to anybody anytime. Really, truly, I would. I'd be happy to.
Well, Jackie, let me put you on hold, and then we'll chat off the air, or you'll talk to Phil off the air. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
I love you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. And let us get back to the calls and Jackie's phone call. I found it to be extremely compelling. And if you could just say a prayer for Jackie and her son, or if prayer isn't your thing, if you could just send positive energy to Jackie and her son, I would appreciate that, because I will tell you, I wasn't expecting that kind of a phone call today. I wasn't expecting to hear from a parent whose child has been so irrevocably touched by a traumatic brain injury at such a young age. Now, how does that fit into today's concussion protocol? A question to be answered. But what a dear lady. And the emotion of her story was real. It was genuine. And it was, something, you know, don't you wish you could wave a magic wand and make it all go away? Let's go to the calls on WBEN. Kathy is in West Seneca. Kathy, thank you for calling. Should tackle football be banned for kids 12 years old and under? And what contact sports do you allow your kid to even play?
Well, I have two children, a daughter and a son. And the child that I deal with concussion issues with is my daughter. She's a softball player. Her first concussion came when she was hit in the head by somebody throwing a softball. And through education, I learned that it was preventable based on an anatomical difference in her neck that could have been detected as easily as when you and I were in middle school getting checked for scoliosis.
I was just going to ask if it was scoliosis, and it was.
Yeah, well, in this case, it's called neck drop syndrome. We learned this through the Dent Institute and through a physical therapist that she spent months with, learning that through whatever reason, she was born where her head was sitting on her spine just a little bit off enough that when she was hit by the ball, it caused a whiplash effect.
Are we talking about the first cervical vertebrae?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so it wasn't the impact that caused the problem. It was the whiplash effect that caused the problem, because her neck couldn't support it.
Right. It was congenitally not mounted right.
Correct. And through physical therapy, proper chiropractic care, we're able to keep it where it needs to be. She now recognizes the symptoms of, I think my neck's out of alignment. But her younger brother plays football. And he plays tackle football and has since he was six. And I think the difference that I see having children 4 years apart and seeing how things have changed in society as far as are we more attentive? Do we have properly trained coaches, proper medical staff on the sidelines when something happens? When my son was in a situation where he had his bell rung, he was taken out immediately and kept out by the coaches who were properly trained, by the medical staff that were there. And then me as mom going, okay, let's make sure. Let's not put him back in. It's not about playing time or minutes. Nobody from the NFL is recruiting him right now. He's 7, 8. You know, let's put it in perspective. It's about
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I've watched more concussions on the softball field than I have seen in football. I've seen more on the soccer field than I have seen in football firsthand. It's one of those things that
I would like you to summarize this after the news. I'm going to ask you, would you be so kind as to hold on through the news break so you can finish your analysis?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. And I hate to do that to you, but on the other hand, I'm very grateful. And like I tell you guys every day, you know, you guys make the show. This show would be nothing without you. And I never, ever lose sight of that fact, and I am very grateful that you're out there listening. And I'm very grateful to the people who call in who are kind enough and open enough to share some very personal stories on this program, and that means a lot to me personally. So, really, guys, as I said before the break, you know, you've got doing this for a living. I mean, you've got to be able to talk. You got to be able to carry a show and all that kind of stuff, even if you don't have callers. But the callers today in particular have been so compelling and so incredibly interesting and have run the gamut from young people to a lot of parents whose kids are or have been involved in contact sports. And I will tell you that phone call from Jackie left a deep impression on me. And we have her cell phone number and her email, and I'm sure we'll be talking with Jackie again. And this whole show developed around legislation they're talking about in Albany that would ban tackling in football for children 12 years and younger, to which my question, as you've heard me ask it, is where does it stop? Will it be baseball? Will it be lacrosse? Will it be the martial arts? Will it be hockey? How about ping pong? You know, at what point do we go from the sublime to the ridiculous? I never quite understood that expression, I have to tell you. But let's go back to the calls. And it was, I believe, Kathy in West Seneca, Phil. you're better at tracking these things than am I. Kathy, it was you whose daughter was the softball player?
Yeah.
Okay, and what you are saying is that you saw more injuries, and I presume traumatic brain injuries, with softball games than any other athletic endeavor?
Yes, that is correct. And being a college, you know, I work in college athletics. My daughter is at a university playing softball now on a scholarship. I've seen more of them. We see them on YouTube. We see those impact concussions for pitchers because the technology changes with the bats. But what's happening is with football, there's more rules going in place, more education of coaches, more people getting the medical training that they need to have to recognize the potential injuries if they've sustained an injury. And I think with football in particular, because it's so visible, you see those safeguards, you see the rule changes happening. You're seeing the certifications that are required being put in place to try to keep that sport safer that you're not seeing in every other sport where concussions may be just as rapid, but we don't hear about it because it's not as visible as a sport like football is. I think what we need to do is spend more time putting things in place like we do with vaccinations and other things to help recognize what are those things that can help prevent these concussions. What type of training are they doing? Physical training. I mentioned my daughter with her drop neck syndrome. Why aren't we testing kids of that in the middle school? It's a simple test that you can do with your child at home if they're 7, 8, or 9.
Right.
You know, are they could have a concussion, you know, with a 35 mile an hour fender bender in the car, have the same impact issue that you think it's the impact, but is it the impact or is it the whiplash?
Oh, indeed. I mean,
you know,
I mean, you wearing a seatbelt, if you are rear-ended, you can get compression fractures of your vertebrae with very little force being exerted from the rear-ending.
Correct. And so that's where I think the legislation needs to focus on that more than it needs to focus on a single thing such as eliminating tackling for kids 12 and under, because on the other end of the spectrum.
So wait, when you say that, do you specifically mean pre-sport involvement, rigorous physicals to make sure there is not a congenital bar to somebody playing a sport?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. All right. That could be a start. And your daughter, just so everybody's clear, didn't hear it before, your daughter actually has a traumatic brain injury?
Yes. She is now past it. She's more susceptible to additional concussions. You know, every time a softball's hit or something, you wonder, you question. But I also question it when she's riding her bicycle, she's driving her car.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Could happen anywhere at any time. But she's educated to know the signs of her neck, get the physical training she needs. She knows what vitamins she needs to take. Her diet is adjusted accordingly. So for her, hopefully, we put the preventive things in place for her to not have it happen again.
Well, obviously, Kathy, very concerned, very educated, very proactive. Is there anything else you wanted to say about this overall situation that I might not have specifically asked you?
Well, for me, on the other end, what I say with my son, he was diagnosed with ADHD. Tackle football gave him a constructive, condoned outlet for his aggression and the physical aggressiveness that we couldn't figure out how to contain in school or at home. By him joining Little Loop football, and again, we were blessed, we were under great coaches and a great organization, he was able to find the appropriate outlet for his aggressiveness that also gave him the discipline that he needed, that through his ADHD and then later Asperger's, we found somewhere that he was able to control himself, gain the respect of his peers, find some socialization. We signed him up for T-ball baseball. He tackled the first baseman. He needed some physical.
Oh, geez.
He needed that physical contact, and football gave it to him. But there were safeguards in place. Over a certain size, you don't tackle against a kid. You know, they were all size appropriate. There were certain things put in place, and that's, again, I go back to the safeguards. He's not a 60-pound kid tackling a 160-pound kid. There's weight limit, size limit. height limits that are in some of these organizations, it's not across the country.
Right. I saw an article this week, and I forget where this kid plays, but it's some kid who's a teenager who's like 7 feet tall and 400 pounds who is just tearing up the field in his league in which he's playing. I'm delighted you called, Kathy. And again, the other side of the story, you and Jackie have made me think. And I don't know what to do with this new information. My brain is always open to new information and the possibility of changing my mind on a given topic.
Well, I hope it's more of a case of information helps you understand all sides. I can see both sides in my own house. But I also know it comes down to education and prevention and making sure the proper coaches and the proper staff are around our kids at all times.
With me, I like doing what I do for a living, sometimes I feel like I have to make a judgment one way or the other. And sometimes when I get new information and genuine information, it does cause me to reconsider a pre-existing opinion that I had. Because I've said for years, I'm always open to new information as an opinion changer. I am glad you called, and I am really thankful you held on. Thank you.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to who would be next in order. Mike in Williamsville. Thank you for your patience, Mike. Obviously, it's been a very busy day and a very interesting topic. Mike, are you there? I think Mike is there. There's no way he held on that long. He's probably got us on speaker. He probably had to run to the bathroom off the kitchen, and he's probably now hearing me talking to him on the phone speaker. Mike in Williamsville, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I knew it. I knew he was there. Yes, I can. Mike, go right ahead.
Thanks. Really interesting topic. I just had a couple things I could throw in. First of all, the story about the young man with post-concussive syndrome is really a eye-opener. I have some experience with that, and I think one of the comments I would make to you, what you said, you know, is this an outlier? And I think it is somewhat of an outlier in terms that it's changed quite a bit. Gone are the days when he takes his concussion and we say his bell was rung and we send him back out. Now there's a, you know, typically a minimum 10 to 14-day protocol concussion to get him back into activity. So fortunately, that has gone down, but it still is a real danger based on these subconcussive blows. In answer to your original question, I had two boys that played football when they were younger, probably around 10, 11, 12, and I allowed them to play. But now, based on what I know now, I would not allow it. I would just be too fearful. And the primary reason I think I would be more concerned about it is kind of what your caller Jackie referred to as subconcussive blows. You know, I think the general public thinks about concussions. You see these, you know, these big hits on TV and, you know, the guy gets knocked out and it's obviously a concussion. But there's a lot of good research out there that suggests that a lot of concussions occur at very low-level concussions where kids are not knocked out. They do not black out. They're just kind of stunned, and then they continue to go ahead and play. And that's kind of the breeding grounds of post-concussive syndrome. So to me, that would be the thing that I would be, you know, most concerned about in today's day and age. I mean, they play other sports now, and I did allow them to play football when they're younger. They kind of gave it up on their own. But I would be very hesitant. And I do have people ask me that have children that age, and even though I'm completely against New York State invading our lives any more than they already do. I would say that there's enough evidence out there to suggest that it may not be the best decision, in my opinion.
Would not let your kid play football again.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you are in the company. Was it Bo Jackson who said he would never let his kid play football if he'd known then what he knows now? And Bo Jackson was no slouch. Glad you called in, Mike. Was there anything else?
Well,
I need to put you on hold if there is, because I've got a The individual who said he had another point to make in Williamsville hung up. He did not wish to remain on hold, and we certainly respect his decision. Here's Joe on Grand Island. Joe, we've been talking about whether tackle football should be banned for kids 12 years old and younger and the other contact sports.
Hey, Tom, I appreciate you taking the time out. Yes, I have two boys that play football, and when my youngest decided to get interested in, I decided to become a coach. To my surprise, the training that goes into that we are required to do was nothing that I had expected. The first thing as a coach that we're taught is concussion identification, what happens, what the process is. The other part is all techniques on blocking, tackling. The thing is, it's not the hits that we are teaching. We are teaching techniques on appropriate tackling. And I'm a realist with my sons because they're not going to be NFL players. They are on a smaller side, but the confidence that they have earned, they're playing with kids that are probably 15 to 30 pounds heavier than them. But they go in there technique-wise and take them down. And no injuries. No injuries to either of them. And I love the part of the teamwork approach. We have a great organization. The other coaches that I worked with was more about teaching them about teamwork, confidence. And we had a banquet just this weekend, and all those kids sitting at one table and the camaraderie that they had was something that I was so proud as a parent and a coach that I instilled in them or helped instill in them, because they are great kids and they grow throughout the football year is the thing, is that they're continuing to grow. And the way we teach them is to the techniques of it, you know, heads up first. If I see a kid that's putting their head down, either running or making a tackle, we stop it right away and teach heads up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in hockey, not that this always works, but in youth hockey, some of the leagues on the back of the jerseys to avoid people being checked into the boards, there is a literal stop sign sewed in by the nameplate.
Correct. And what we are starting to do is starting with football with the 6-year-olds and the 8-year-olds is the flag football, and which is a great development part. But let's face it, not everyone's going to be the quarterback and wide receiver. We need the blockers. We need, you know, it's a team game where the flag football is more individual because that's what sells the game is the passing and everything like that.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this part of the show, but deeply grateful for your phone call. It is coming up on 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. The latest on impeachment and much more coming up on the news with Tom Puckett at 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.